Okay, four $25 vouchers to spend on food or entertainment will be hitting your pockets very soon. A trial of the $500 million Dine and Discover program will begin later this week with a select group of customers and businesses in Broken Hill in the state's west and The Rocks in Sydney are taking part. On the line is New South Wales Minister for Customer Service, Victor Dominello. Minister, welcome back to Drive.
Oh, thanks, Jim.
The trial of these vouchers gets underway later this week. How does it actually work?
Well, the trial will inform us in relation to a second phase, which will then occur in Bega Valley, because they obviously had the bushfires going through there, and then in the beaches, because obviously they had COVID during the Christmas break, so they were hard hit.
Okay.
And then a further rollout across the state, probably commencing in March. So what we're doing is testing it, as you said, in Broken Hill and the CBD Rocks initially, and testing it to make sure that we get a good platform up and then fine-tune it in the beaches and Bega before we take it out to market.
Okay, so these vouchers, when will they be available for everyone to use statewide?
By March, we'll start a progressive statewide rollout.
Right, okay. And how do we access them?
The easy thing to do is most people have already got the Service New South Wales app.
Yep.
In fact, we've got about 4 million people downloaded the app now because they need to have it to access hospitality venues.
Mm.
So if you've got the app, you'll wake up one morning and you'll have the vouchers on your phone.
Okay, and what happens if you don't have a smartphone?
Great question. If you don't have a smartphone, that's why we've got service centres right across the state, over 110. I can go up there and they'll give you a printed QR code that you can access.
Okay. And how do we know what businesses are participating in the scheme? And will there be a list or will businesses have to display a sign?
We will make sure that it's easy for customers to access those businesses that are participating in the scheme. So we're working through that now because we want to make this a seamless experience for the customer. So they should be able to go to a website and say, here's a venue near me that's accepting these vouchers. I can go there and essentially credit them.
And for businesses, Minister, how do they sign up to participate in the Dine and Discover program?
It is really easy. All they have to do is download the Service New South Wales for Business app, and it's literally just takes a matter of minutes to download. Give us some information such as who's the authorised representative of the business, and then you're away to go.
You see, I reckon this type of stimulus is fantastic. It's specific and it goes to industries which need it the most.
Oh, absolutely, Jim. And just think long-term where we can be with this. Let's assume there's a drought and there's a community affected, say it's Tamworth. In the future, we could simply say, look, we can have targeted stimulus for the people of Tamworth and businesses of Tamworth so that people will just have, you know, the next morning, QR vouchers on their phone without lifting a finger.
Mm.
Or alternatively, we could say to the Greater Sydney area, look, we will give you vouchers that could only be spent in Tamworth because they need your help.
Mm.
So this is how smart we can be, because at the end of the day, Jim, this is taxpayer money and we've got to spend it in a very wise way, and this is like laser-like in its application.
Just before I let you go, the hospitality industry and the easing of restrictions, is that looking likely as far as the easing of one person per 4 square metres to one person per 2 square metres sooner rather than later?
I am cautiously optimistic. We're obviously meeting in crisis cabinet on Wednesday. I'm cautiously optimistic that the data is trending in the right way.
Okay. Well, that's good news. So hopefully by the end of the week, there should be some further easing. Minister, as always, great to chat.
Thanks, Jim.
That's New South Wales Minister for Customer Service, Victor Dominello. And those vouchers are heading your way. It's going to start in Broken Hill and for customers and businesses in Broken Hill in our west and the Rocks.